Cleaning out your garage or basement and not sure what to do with those old books, records, or cassette tapes? Then call the Bazaar Bazaar in Fort Collins at 970-484-1699. They buy, sell, trade record players, turntables, amplifiers, receivers, and vintage radios, working or not. They're your one-stop shop for books, music, stereos, you name it, they got it. Check out FortCollinsBazaar.com or call 970-484-1699.
This is 1360 AM, KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Longmont, Lions Hygiene.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Ted Werbin. Presidential hopeful Mayor Pete Buttigieg spoke to thousands of Coloradans at a town hall meeting in Denver on Saturday after finishing third in the Nevada caucus and just weeks before Super Tuesday. Many say they came to see if Buttigieg is the right candidate for them, while others say they came knowing who they'll be voting for on March 3rd. Topics Buttigieg touched on in that town hall included gun violence, fighting against misinformation, and immigration reform. Graduates from the U.S. Air Force Academy are expected to cross-commission into the Space Force this spring. About 60 cadets would be commissioned into the new Armed Services Branch, which was formed in December with the signing of the National Defense Authorization Act. Academy leaders and members of Colorado's congressional delegation announced the cross-commission plan at an Oversight Board of Visitors meeting last week. The plan would be similar to how the U.S. Naval Academy commissions Marine officers, but it's unclear how exactly Academy leaders plan to commission cadets into the Space Force. A Greeley family loses their home after a car crashes into it. Happened last spring, and now because of homeowner association rules, they have to pay more than $120,000 to replace it. The driver was cited for no proof of insurance and reckless driving, but after waiting outside the courtroom to testify, the homeowners learned the driver was found not guilty of careless driving because he was taking medication for seizures, and that meant the family was not entitled to restitution. With more than a foot of snow across the Pikes Peak region in the past month, Colorado Springs utilities say any water worries are over for now. A planning supervisor says they have more than 3 years' worth of water stored in reservoirs. They say that supply would only dry up if the region sees multiple drought years in a row. I'm Ted Werbin on the Rocky Mountain News Network.
Every day we have the opportunity to lead by example in delivering reliable, affordable, and responsible electricity to power what matters to you. We are taking bold steps to change how your energy is produced, with 50% of your electricity coming from renewable sources by 2024. Because as a cooperative, we are changing together. Whatever the future holds, we'll power it. Tri-State. Cooperative power. Transformed.
Are you battling high interest debt? If you own a home and you have some equity, I have a solution for you. It's a mortgage refinance from American Financing. You're able to use your home equity to pay off that debt at a much lower rate. Some customers are saving up to $12,000 a year, and there are never any upfront fees. Call a salary-based mortgage consultant today, 303-695-7000, or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
What do you want to do tonight?
We could watch a movie.
Or we can go to the winery in Eaton with our friends.
There's a winery in Eaton?
Yeah, Bad Bitch Cellars. They have a tasting room with a full-size shuffleboard table.
Wine does make our friends more interesting.
Hi, I'm Teresa. I'm the owner at Bad Bitch Cellars, a woman-owned winery located at 603 East Collins Street in Eaton, Colorado. Call me at 303-807-3906 to schedule a tasting or go to badbitchcellars.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Ferriello, the treasure seeker with KHNC. Need a septic system located? Lose a wedding band? Lose a wedding ring? Do you live in an old house that has coins in the yard? Would you like me to come by and check? Give me a call, 970-326-3597. Once again, 970-326-3597.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs professional document solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
Bob Leno has developed Vincent Village, a pad-ready commercial center located in the heart of lovely Fort Lupton, Colorado. It's right on Highway 52 next to the Coyote Creek Golf Course. There are four pad-ready sites from 1/2 to 2 acres. The town is hoping for new restaurants, especially chicken. It's Realtor Co-op Welcome. Call Bob Leno, 720-339-8841. That's 720-339-8841.
Chemtrails, also known as stratospheric aerosol injection when being sprayed by our own military or the United Nations, is literally killing the earth. Chemtrails, laden with aluminum, barium, cadmium, amongst other ingredients, are being dumped right over our heads almost daily. The residue slowly contaminates the soil, destroying the microbacteria essential for plant life. Discover more facts, photos, and scientific studies by Googling Toxic Skies, What Are They Spraying?
Maplewood Wine and Spirits, located in Eaton, they're American-owned hometown liquor store with a big city selection. They specialize in hard-to-find spirits and whiskeys and a full selection of craft beers at competitive prices. Located at 201 South Elm, call 970-454-3533 or go to their website at maplewoodwineandspirits.com. Open Monday through Friday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and they close at 8 on Sunday. 970-454-3533 or stop on in and tell them KHNC sent you. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. Welcome to the Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I appreciate you being with me. I am fairly new on Sunday morning, but I am anticipating being a regular here for a while. And this is why I have been waiting for 8 years. Well, actually, since 2008, I had a radio ministry in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I had to let it hibernate for a while. And just about, I think, 4 weeks ago, I was able to resurrect my radio ministry once again. I think that we are at a perfect time in the world. And what I mean by that is, I'm going to begin by reading out of the book of Revelation, chapter 1. Everything that's happening that you're watching, that you're hearing about in the news, is pointing to actually what John the Apostle wrote about in his book of Revelation. And I'm going to start out with verse 1, Revelation. Chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. The book of Revelation and the time that we're in is about Jesus Christ. At the end of the world, Jesus Christ said that there would be things in the earth that would happen which would be indicators and would be signs that would announce his second coming, his return. And this revelation was given to Christ, and Christ gave this revelation to the Apostle John about 100 A.D., about 70 years after Christ's resurrection from the dead. The book of Revelation is itemized. It is in depth. There are mysteries. But everything that has been put in this revelation that Christ gave John to present to the world is very important for mankind, but it is extremely important for God's churches. And in chapter 1 of Revelation, God made it very clear what he was going to do or how he was going to present the things that he was going to do at this time. And he gave details on a mystery and how he would use his churches through the time period from the time of his resurrection to his return. Here's what Christ said. I am Alpha, and this is in verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, which is, which was, which is to come, the Almighty. He immediately made it clear to those that would read the book of Revelation in generations to come who he was. He was the beginning. He was the end. He is the one which is, which was, and which is coming. And in verse 11 again, he says, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And he told John, what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. This was a specific direction that Christ gave John the Apostle. Send this revelation to the seven churches in Asia, which existed at that time. This is at about 100 AD. And in Turkey, which is modern-day Turkey, is exactly the same as Turkey was back 2,000 years ago. All these churches were in Turkey. Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. The last church, Laodicea, would be the end, the young church at the end of the world, which would be 200-300-year-old church, which would be the evangelical churches of America in America. America came into existence and could not have, well, I'll put it this way. The Laodicean churches would be specifically located in the United States of America. The power behind the Laodicean church, which are the evangelical churches of America, would be the Declaration of Independence. We could not be the church that we are without the Declaration of Independence. We had to be on a new soil, on a different continent. So the evangelical churches of America are the church in Laodicea. This would be all evangelical / Pentecostal, charismatic, messianic. Even the messianic churches were able to thrive. The Jewish churches were able to thrive. I mean, born again, those who are truly born again, Jews who have met Messiah, and even the Jewish rabbis throughout all the synagogues in the United States have been blessed because of the Constitution of the United States of America. You could not have Laodicea exist as a healthy church in any other nation other than the United States. Then taking a step back, you go to the church in Philadelphia. This would be the churches, Wesley, Darby, these type of men in Northern Europe that about 200 years ago, 250, 300 years ago, started the movement in Europe following the Lutheran, or which would be the Luther, founding the Lutheran churches. And right after the Lutheran churches were founded, which is the Church of Sardis, Then you had the churches of Philadelphia. These believers in Christ were very studious. They studied the Scripture. They had the freedom to study the Scripture. And because there was brotherly love amongst them, the Lord opened the Scriptures to them. And all the blessings of the Scriptures and the understanding of the Scriptures, which is what we in America, we stand on that valuable information that came out of the Church of Philadelphia. And Philadelphia was preceded these churches of Derby, Schofield, these type of men, like in Ireland, Wales, Great Britain. They stood on the shoulders of Martin Luther, who brought in justification by faith at about 1500 AD. So it was progressive. And I'm going backwards specifically to start in America, going back to Northern Europe, dropping down in now to the Lutheran churches in Germany, which are still relatively young, about 500-year-old churches, assemblies. Then you had a gap of about 1,000 years going back to about, 400 AD, somewhere in there. And you would have the Church of Thyatira, which would be the Catholic churches. The Catholic churches, there was a long stretch between the Catholic churches coming into existence or the church in Thyatira to Luther, about 1,000 years. And prior to the Catholic Church, you had the churches in Greece, which would become the Orthodox, the Greek Orthodox. Eventually, these believers would go north into toward Russia. They would also move east to Asia, so they could be termed Eastern Orthodox, Russian, Greek. And then going back from there, you would have the churches. That would be the church in Pergamos. The Greek churches would be Pergamos, the Orthodox churches. Then you would have the churches that existed, let's say, right around the time of John, and maybe 100 years later. These would be the churches that were under attack by the Roman Empire that would have to hide in the catacombs because of the great persecution. This would be the church in Smyrna. They were the suffering church. They were always under attack. And you have these churches still today in all over these nations of the world, the third world, second world nations, even Europe. The churches, for the most part, are still Christians. True Christians are under attack in the Middle East, in Africa, Asia for sure, China definitely, to a great degree in India, and the Muslim nations. Then the first church, Ephesus, this would have been the churches that John, you might say, the apostle, and some of the early church fathers would have been the members of. And they were relatively just maybe within the first generation of Christ's birth, death, and resurrection. So it was still new Christianity at that time. But then now you can take the swing all the way up to the end. And here in the United States of America, we are land specific, time specific. Laodicea could not come into existence until the pilgrims came over to Plymouth Rock, and that move of Christians that jumped Western Europe to the United States, these Christians would eventually become the Christians that would make up the great church, Laodicea, the great evangelical Baptist fundamental Pentecostal churches of America. They would grow and, you might say, have personality change through the last 200-300 years. But the main strengths of Laodicea is freedom to evangelize, freedom to study the Bible, freedom of prayer. We have great freedoms because of the Constitution of the United States of America, because of our Constitution. And The other six churches, the other churches, the other Christians internationally were able to also come and establish their practices in America. Though Rome, the Thyatira, the church in Thyatira, the Catholic Church, is centered and based location specific in Rome, the Roman Church also jumped the ocean into the United States, and the great freedom the Catholic Church has experienced. The same with the Lutheran churches. They jumped out of Europe into the United States, and they exist here. Our Constitution has given all the churches, all the denominations, all the believers internationally that are true believers in Christ, has given them great freedom. The Catholic Church has been able to come and prosper in the United States of America. The Lutheran churches, Anglican, then eventually you get into the Episcopalians and the Protestant churches. This is the great, great mystery of God, these churches, and the mystery is unfolding now at the end of the world. Now I'm going to continue at the end of the first chapter in Revelation. Here's what John was commanded to do. Write the things which you have seen and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. So this was a prophecy for then, through time, and to our time. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. In the King James it says candlesticks, but it means lampstand. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. From the time of Christ's resurrection to the present, yes, God has worked with the nations of the world. Yes, he has worked with Israel. But according to this prophecy, the Lord Jesus wanted the world, the Christian people, his true believing people, to know his work, his main work in this dispensation or this period of time would be with all of these seven churches. Yes, he works and is working with the Lutheran Church, the Catholic churches, Episcopalian, the Greek Orthodox, the Anglicans, all of the churches. His work is with them. Why? Because many pastors through the generations, through the years, have not understood the great plan of God with the body of Christ. We are a family. We're an assembly. We are his vineyard. We are all these things. But above all, many of the pastors and the men in responsible positions in all of these churches have never made it clear to God's children that we are God's almighty army. We are the greatest force spiritually in the universe. We are a greater force than all of the kingdom of darkness. And we are the only, because we have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, if we're born again, we have the power of Almighty God in us, in our spirit. And we have the resurrection power of God himself in us. The Apostle Paul stated that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. How was it that for these last 2,000 years you've heard of the persecutions, if you have studied Christianity, that have taken place internationally on God's children, whether they be Lutheran, Catholic, Baptist, Protestant, doesn't matter. How is it that these people these believers in Messiah, in Christ, could be victorious in spite of the hardships because they have Jesus Christ living in their spirit. A born-again Christian has Christ in them. He's not objective. He is subjective. He is in the human spirit. Now, in the book of John, chapter 20, this is the account of the day of resurrection. Christ had been in the grave 3 days, and now, in a morning, he's going to resurrect from the dead. And he does resurrect. And the Lord told Mary, she had come to the grave early in the morning, and she saw Christ. He wasn't there initially. She was weeping. But then Jesus said to her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father." So here Mary is at the tomb. She sees Messiah. When she realizes who he is, she has to grab him. And I believe she did grab him, because she thought he was gone. Somebody had taken his body. But he said, "Don't touch me. I have to go and I have to ascend to my Father, because this day there is going to be a great inauguration in heaven. I am going to be inaugurated. I am going to be the Son of God and the Son of Man at this inauguration, and all things are going to be given to me." And he ascended. But that very night, that very evening, he came back again. And Christ had told Mary, "Go to my brethren, say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then that same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst of them. "Peace be unto you." And he said, and he showed unto them his hands and his side, the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, "Peace unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." If we don't understand that we are the great army of the Almighty God, then Christians, your life is going to be meaningless. You're going to live, enjoy life, enjoy all things. But we are the army of Almighty God, and there is a plan for us. And this plan is to all the seven churches. If you're a member, regardless of Catholic, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Amish, it doesn't matter. If you're born again, you are a member of the greatest army through the last 2,000 years. And I hate to say that many of the believers in the churches are not aware of this. They don't understand what this means. And when he said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." This was the day of the experience of being born again. This was the day that God Christ breathed into his disciples his Holy Spirit. This was the initial point of regeneration for the children of God. Initially, this was the day when he breathed into them his Holy Spirit. This was the birth of the church. This was the beginning experience of being born again. 50 days later, many Pentecostals believe that it was 50 days later that was the day of the born-again experience. No. The day of resurrection in that evening, that was the beginning point of the experience of being born again, and these people in this upper room were born again. 50 days later, the Spirit would come on Pentecost and pour the power of God upon them. It's like putting on a coat. But the power initially had to be put within them. I will continue this when we get back from the break. So, if you're born again, Christ is in you. I'll be right back.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Ah, show offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
Triangle Cross Ranch, 36049 Weld County Road 51 in Gailton, Colorado, is a charity organization and a nonprofit residential facility. It is a place where people who need a little extra cognitive help can find the support and enjoy life they need. Give us a call at 970-454-2219. We'd love to have you come out and see us and see what we do. 970-454-2219. Or type in Triangle Cross Ranch on Facebook. Look for Gailton.
Your company could be one OSHA inspection or one employee injury or fatality from great financial damage. I'm a retired U.S. Marine Master Sergeant and a retired OSHA Safety Compliance Officer. I have the knowledge and expertise to help strengthen your safety programs. Contact me by calling Jack at 970-381-4154 or email me at jack@xOSHAllc.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
I have always been here, and I'll always be there.
All right, Rick Rodriguez, still with you. I also want to let this audience know that I host the Open Forum program here on 1360 KHNC every Thursday from 11 until 1. So during the week, that is a different type of setting, of programming. But I do host that, again, 11 to 1 on Thursday. And those programs are podcast on podcast, 1360khnc.com. This program also, my Sunday programs of the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry radio programs are also on podcast and also 1360khnc.com. These are good for reviewing because I am giving you a history and an understanding of these churches of God. There are seven of them. Each one has its own personality. Each one has strengths. Each one has weaknesses. Each one has a specific purpose in the plan of God. Thyatira, the Roman church, had a specific plan. The Greek churches, the churches in Pergamos, had a different plan. The churches in Sardis, the Lutheran churches, have a different plan. We are all the body of Christ, but each has a different assignment in time and in location. And the evangelical churches of Laodicea, the same. We have a different plan that God has for us. We were going to be the youngest of, you might say, let's call the churches brothers. We would be the youngest of the brothers. But we would be a church that would be the stellar brother. The others would be older. But because we're younger and the plan that God had for the church, evangelical church in the United States, our plan, direction and what we would do would be, in a sense, more dynamic. The Catholic churches are not as dynamic as the evangelical, Pentecostal, charismatic churches, messianic churches. We have a different dynamic to us. We have, in the churches, in evangelical churches in the United States, we have really taken the giftings that were given the body of Christ at Pentecost to a much greater level. We all have, as a family in the evangelical churches in America, we are dysfunctional. There is a lot of dysfunctionalism in America in the churches, whether they be fundamental in their beliefs or Pentecostal, charismatic, even messianic. There is a lot of dysfunction. And this is the way the Lord puts it. All the churches had their weaknesses, including Laodicea. But nevertheless, within all of these churches, there is a group. There are those who have been faithful that are overcomers, that are victorious over things in life, over the devil, over the kingdom of darkness. We have to talk about these things because as a body, we have a spiritual component to us that has to be understood. We have to realize that the kingdom of darkness, they use witchcraft, sorcery. They use all of these occult, idolatrous things that are very powerful. And if the Christians in all these churches don't know how to fight this type of witchcraft, then I'm afraid members of these churches will die young. They will always be in bondage to vices of alcohol, drugs, sex, many things. They will be deceived. But God's plan now, at the end of the world, is to bring all of his churches internationally into greater understanding of who he is. He wants his children now, of all times, ever, in the last 2,000 years. Messiah wants his children to come back to him. I know this. He wants his children that have gone astray to return. He wants all of these prodigal children that have gone off into the world, that are having a hard time. He wants all of his children in all these churches to return to him, because there is something that is going to happen in the body of Christ in the time that we're in that has never happened before. It has happened to various degrees, but now here at the end of the world, something is going to happen like the world has never seen before. And Christ wants his children to come back and to be part of and to be victorious in this great, wonderful, mighty plan that we are at the beginning of. We have been in it. It has been moving, but it's a mystery. I just talked to you about the night of resurrection. That was the birth, the rebirth experience to the disciples that had been with Christ. 50 days later, they will be empowered with the power of the Holy Spirit upon them for work, for warfare. But they had to be born again first. Many of you are born again, but you have never received the power of the Holy Spirit for work and warfare. Being born again is an inner life experience. And there is the one great side of Christianity that's not understood. You can go back to the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. God created man to have image and dominion. Image is subjective. It's internal. Dominion is external. Christ gave the subjective experience to his people on the day of resurrection. That was for image. We as Christians, our lives are to be holy and pure and powerful in our testimony, to be what Christ desired that we would be. We are to be, you know, we can exercise to stay strong. But Paul said, exercise unto godliness, to be in our conduct with other people, to be upright, to be righteous. I know a friend of mine told me one time that he never had a problem doing business with many Catholics because of the Catholics that he knew had integrity. This has to be something that happens across the churches. Every one of us has to have integrity. That can only come by the Holy Spirit working in your life to show you what you are, so that you will know that without Christ, you are not going to change. This is one of the very first things that happens when we become born-again believers. The Holy Spirit begins to work in us to change us internally so we have integrity, so we can be honest. These virtues are in the book of Galatians. And I should just take the time to read them. Let me go quickly then. I'll give you an understanding. It's important that you understand that what the Holy Spirit does within, that is the most important. That is the most important. We can't have We cannot go out and perform miracles and healings and these things if we don't have integrity, that if we're caught in vices. No. We need to be internally healthy and whole. Then the power of God, when it falls on us to heal people, to do whatever God would ask us to do, then it's holy. Here are the works of the flesh: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry. Are you Christians? Are you worshiping something you shouldn't be worshiping apart from God? It's idolatry. Witchcraft. Can Christians be involved in witchcraft? For the early part, couple of years of my life, I was involved in witchcraft, and I was a born-again Christian. And I was very powerful in the aspect of witchcraft that I was in. I'm not bragging about it, I'm just telling you. Yes, Christians can be involved in witchcraft. And without the Holy Spirit opening your eyes, you don't even know you're in it. Hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you, this is what Paul is saying, that in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You won't inherit the kingdom of God even if you're a Christian. Just because you're born again doesn't mean you're going to inherit the kingdom. You have to cleanse your life from your sins, and you have to look at these different aspects of the flesh and realize what they are. Now, what is the fruit of the Spirit? This is subjective. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That is image. Image and dominion. Christians, you have to have both. Image within your soul, within your being, so that you're never around in a situation where you're coveting anything. You don't covet another man's vehicle or wife or his home or his job or his wealth. No, we cannot have any guile. And I'm afraid there are too many pastors in the body of Christ who do not have this inner life experience. They are not called by God to those positions, but men have put them in positions because they have natural ability. That's for another day. Now, then you have dominion. Dominion are the gifts that God gave His children. Catholics, Lutherans, Episcopalians, Protestants, Presbyterians, you guys all have this. You have access to the gifts, all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Christ gave these gifts not just to Pentecostals, Charismatics, no. All the gifts in the Bible, in the New Testament that Paul talks about, and Peter. All this gifting is for dominion over the demonic world that is around you. The satanic, devilish, evil, hellish things happening in this world. Every single born-again Christian, Amish, doesn't matter. Anglican, it doesn't matter. If you are born again, God has given you two things. He has given you the power of the Holy Spirit within, so you can be righteous and that there's no guile in your heart, that you want nothing other than to please Christ. That's all you want. That's the most important thing to you. But then He gives you power objectively to overcome the sins, the vices of the flesh, drunkenness, drugs. I was in that world. But one day God gave me his power of his Holy Spirit, and from that day on, I was free from those bondages. And all through our lives, we're tempted by things. All through our lives, we have to stand against the hidden things of the heart. Our hearts are dark, black, filthy. But Christ gave us his blood to wash the filth away, so that we can stand before him free from any guilt. That's the power that we have in our God. This is what God wants me to present to you. My heart is like bellows. I know how God loves his children. And I see what the devil and this kingdom of darkness and the power behind it has done to take out the finest Christian men that I've known. Some of them have left Christ because they were deceived by the power of the devil. And they have left Christ. Men that I would never have thought would leave the Lord. This is why, above all things, our faith, we have to maintain and take care of our faith. Because if our faith fails, the enemy is going to sift you as wheat. We cannot please God without faith. He exists. He is all powerful. If you're born again, he is in you. And there is nothing that is impossible with him. You're afraid that you know, maybe you're later in life and you've missed so many years and life has gone by. And so what's the use? Don't think like that. No. As long as you're breathing, you have the power of God in you to overcome everything. I'll be right back to finish out this program. Rick Rodriguez.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz. Or call us at 303-829-5948.
Make an investment in your business. KHNC is offering an incredible opportunity to get noticed. 300 radio ads for 3 months for just $300. Yes, 100 ads per month for just $1 per ad. You can make a 30-second commercial or we'll do it for you. No production or setup fees or any hidden costs. For just $1 per ad, you can cover the Front Range. Call 970-587-5003 and get started today. Come join the Roar of the Rockies.
Triangle Cross Ranch in Gailton, Colorado, has been a very special place for God's children since 1981. A charitable nonprofit residential facility that can handle 24 ranchers. And we're a place where people with cognitive needs do fun things like animal therapy with donkeys, goats, and llamas. With your help, we can be here another 40 years. Call us at 970-454-2219. Again, our number is 970-454-2219.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
Okay, I'm back with you. I'm in the closing minutes of the program. For these podcasts of Olive Tree and Radio Lampstand Ministry radio programs, 1360khnc.com. Go to the podcast and you can come to these programs. Also, the Thursday program, open forum from 11 to 1. They are also archived on 1360khnc.com. There was a generation that started this dispensation. I read about it here at the early part of the program in John 20, verse 19 through 22. The beginning generation began then. But there will be a generation that closes out this age. We are that generation. The baby boom generation of the United States of America is that generation. This is the final generation. I have many reasons to say this and believe this. The main reason is you look at the signs in the world that the Lord told us. If the sky is red in the morning, sailor, take warning. I think that's the way it went. But if you look at the signs, the viruses that have come into this world in the last 10 years, and now a coronavirus, then you look at just what's happening with the talk of war. And what do you call it within the country? You're going to have civil war within this country. Well, while that is all taking place, God is raising up and training and bringing back into this his service men, women, and children. John, in 1 John chapter 1, I'm sorry, Chapter 2, verse 9, he said this, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you and you have overcome the wicked one. This is to men, young men, children, fathers, women. God bless you. God bless your week. God bless everyone that you love. I will be back here next Sunday, 9 a.m. Rick Rodriguez. Have a wonderful week in God. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Eric for Grenon Coatings. You have a metal or foam roof problem? Grenon Coatings has a solution. Elastomeric coatings done correctly can greatly reduce utility costs and seal leaks. Call Jim at Grenon Coatings. Whether you have a commercial building, mobile home, dairy barn, or animal sheds, Jim can seal them up. With 35 years of practice, free estimates, call Jim at 970-223-2138 today. That's 970-223-2138.
1360 AM, KHNC, the roar of the Rockies, La Porte, Bellevue, Livermore.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thober. Thousands attended a rally for President Donald Trump in Colorado Springs last night.
Hey, fake news, take your cameras for a change and show them the room and show them behind you.
A couple of other political events happened elsewhere in the state last night. Democratic presidential hopeful Senator Amy Klobuchar held an event in Aurora. Senator Michael Bennett held a town hall meeting in Grand Junction yesterday. He's no longer in the Democratic presidential race, just talking to his constituents. He covered a lot of topics, including climate change, public lands, gun control, and getting young people involved in politics. Bennett also said he's not ready to endorse a different candidate in the Democratic race for president. Two more Democratic presidential candidates will be in the state over the weekend. Pete Buttigieg plans to hold a town hall meeting in Aurora on Saturday, and Elizabeth Warren will be holding an event in Denver on Sunday. Elizabeth High School in Elbert County is closed today due to a security threat. The school sent an email out to families saying that the Elizabeth Police Department was contacted about a threat by the Homeland Security Bureau, and due to the serious and specific nature of that threat, they felt the best course of action was to close the school. We're expecting a little bit more information about that later this morning. Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, who was the top target of the University of Colorado's search for a new head football coach, says he is no longer interested in the job. Bieniemy is a CU alum who played running back for the Buffs in the late 80s, and he's coming off a Super Bowl win with the Chiefs. Alabama offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian has also withdrawn his name from consideration. CU has also interviewed receivers and interim head coach Darren Shiverini and New York Giants assistant Brett Bielema. Air Force coach Troy Calhoun, the most recent name to pop up in connection to CU's coaching search. Should be bluebird skiing out there today and tomorrow. Some snow moving in on Saturday night means powder on Sunday. I'm Kristen Thoburn.